In California's Silicon Valley, the economy is showing signs of a turnaround. Social media companies like Twitter and Facebook are both surging, and overall, there's even been an uptick in hiring. Still, the recession has done a lot of damage, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The offices of Frog Design in San Francisco are as colorful and playful as a candy store. The rooms are lined with products the company had a hand in, like a new kind of oven and a charging station for electric cars. Frog Design got its start designing products for Apple in the 1980s, and since then it's worked with some of the biggest companies in the tech sector. Tim Lebrecht is chief marketing officer.
Many people may have a product that we designed in their bathroom or in their living room. They don't even know that we were the secret force behind them.
These days, Lebrecht says, business is booming. Companies are spending again. Profits have been good. And there's even been a small resurgence in the IPO market, with its promise of riches for well-connected investors. Ken Rosen, an economist at the University of California at Berkeley, says confidence is slowly coming back to the valley.
I go down there at least once a month, and the energy is so palpable again in the startup world, the venture world.
Still, the region is a long way from the kind of boom it enjoyed a decade ago. Silicon Valley is a place of almost militant optimism and boundless confidence in the benefits of technology. But the past few years have tested its faith in the future. Unemployment rose above 11%, and housing prices in the Bay Area dropped by nearly a third. Russell Hancock is president of Joint Venture Silicon Valley Network, a kind of public-private forum for discussing regional issues.
There was a period where we thought Silicon Valley might be immune to this whole thing. We're a technology economy, we're export-oriented, but it turns out Silicon Valley is like any American region. We had people in a lot of pain and stress.
Hancock says last year the economy added more than 12,000 jobs, the first net increase in years. But the jobless rate is still nearly 10%. Hancock says the gains in the private sector are being offset by a big drop in state and local government jobs.
For the last year or two, we were using stimulus funds locally. That's now completely dried up, and so now local governments are facing the full brunt of this recession.
He also says there's a fundamental difference in the job market today, and it may not bode well for the region. Big companies like Intel and Hewlett-Packard used to hire thousands of people in the area.
Companies are no longer infatuated with size, because this is how you compete. So companies today are hiving off entire divisions, and they're taking a different approach.
Today, there's a big demand for engineers and software developers in Silicon Valley, but big companies increasingly contract out a lot of the jobs they once handled themselves. In part, they turn to freelancers, consultants, and smaller local companies. Frog Design employs about 100 people at its headquarters, and the company is careful about hiring. Tim Lebrecht says getting too big too fast would undermine the culture of innovation the company likes to foster.
This place would be very, very different if 500 people worked here. We wouldn't be able to create the kind of culture that we want to attract the types of people that we need.
With many companies slow to hire, it will take a long time to get back to the kind of healthy job market Silicon Valley once had. Still, a lot of people are seeing new signs of life in the economy, and they're more optimistic than they were a year ago. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, San Francisco.